to Gem Secrets, the nationally syndicated radio jewelry show. For the next hour, we'll discuss all facets of the jewelry industry. Have a jewelry question? Give us a ring. 1-800-760-5362. That's 1-800-760-5362. Now, here's the host of Gem Secrets, jewelry appraiser and graduate gemologist, Michael Rogers.
Hello again. Welcome to Gem Secrets. We're going to be talking about a great deal of topics today. One in particular, enhanced diamonds. I know a lot of the guys out there are not really sure about enhanced diamonds and if that's going to get them in trouble or not, so we're going to cover that today. We're going to have a guest on, Dror Yehuda of Yehuda Diamonds is going to be on. We're going to talk about his company and how he produces diamonds for a lesser price in terms of enhancement. And we're going to get into other types of enhanced diamonds also, and also the website of the week. So let's get started. Today we have Dror Yehuda. Dror, how are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, very good. Thank you. I wanted to get into basically what your company is about, because I know a lot of people are trying to decide on diamonds and what type of diamond to get. But tell us a little bit about your company.
Okay, Michael.
Hello, yes.
Oh, I can hear you now.
Okay.
So our company is based on my father's, Mr. Zvi Yehuda, inventions and discoveries. He runs an independent diamond research laboratory in Tel Aviv, Israel, and he has made many inventions and discoveries in the diamond field. If you would like to count a few, one of them is laser drilling, which is, if you know, there are diamonds which has black imperfection inside, and you can laser drill into that black imperfection and bleach it out. This was invented by my father in the late 60s. Another invention that we can count is the diamond colorimeter, which is a machine that you will put in a diamond in the rough into the machine, and the machine will predict the real color that this diamond will yield after you will cut it. And of course, the Yehuda diamond, the Yehuda clarity enhancement process, which my father invented in 1982. And this process takes a diamond with a visible imperfection, an imperfection that you can see with the naked eye, and make this imperfection invisible. That means before the treatment or before the process, you can see an imperfect diamond with your eyes, and after the process, the imperfection is there, but you cannot see it anymore. At the end of 1988, I came to New York and opened the Yehuda Diamond Company in order to market our Yehuda Diamond throughout the states. 13 years later, today we have jewelry stores throughout America, about 2,500 jewelry stores throughout America, which carry our product and sells it to the public.
Now, when you first came out with the Yehuda Diamond, how did the industry take it?
Oh, not pretty good. I mean, they, you know, the diamond industry, you know, we live in a high-tech world, you know, technology is the word. But the diamond industry, again, it's amazing. Except for my father, there are no scientists, no big inventions, no big breakthroughs. It's a very conservative industry. And for them, you know, somebody comes up with a diamond which you enhance and you make it look better was something which was very hard to deal with. And it took me a few years, it took us a few years to actually, you know, basically almost every gemstone is enhanced in some way. You know, emeralds, green emeralds are oiled, rubies are heated, pearls are bleached, and diamond is only one part of the gem industry. And it took a few years for them to understand, but today it is a regular thing, you know, it's being accepted throughout the industry. But it was pretty hard in the beginning. People are resistant to new ideas many times.
I can imagine. Anyone out there wants to talk to Dror or ask questions about Yehuda Diamonds or Enhanced Diamonds, please give us a call here at the station at 1-800-760-5362. That's 1-800-760-5362. Now, for people that have diamonds already, explain the process of how they can have their diamonds enhanced.
Oh, we give a service that you can go wherever you live to the jeweler who carries our product in San Diego, for instance, it's Leo Hamel, and you can give your diamond, which you think is good for the process, and they will send it for us, and for a small charge, we will clearly announce that diamond. However, it's not that every diamond you can enhance. Only very specific types of imperfection we can enhance. So we have to see the diamond first and determine whether we can enhance the diamond or not.
Now, with your company, even though it's called Yehuda, do you also do laser drilling also?
If needed, as part of the process, we can do laser drilling as well.
Mm, but pretty much
today, laser drilling is being done by numerous other companies.
Okay, so your specialty is just fractured filling?
Yes.
Now, with the fracture filling, what is actually used to enhance the stone itself in terms
of... Okay, maybe I will explain what the process is exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the process takes a diamond with an imperfection, a very specific imperfection, which we call feather. And the feather is an imperfection which is like a fracture, but nothing is missing. That means the diamond is there, but there is a two-dimensional fracture. Nothing is missing of that diamond. And we take this feather, and we just make what we call a thin film infusion of a material that has the same refractive index, or the same optical properties as of that of the diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is called thin film because it is weightless. Now, what does it do? Let's take, for instance, a perfect diamond, a diamond with no inclusions. A light goes into that diamond, and because of the way the diamond is cut and the optical properties of the diamond, it goes in and hits all the facets of the diamond and goes out, and that's why we see a beautiful, shiny diamond.
Okay.
Now, let's take a diamond with an imperfection. The light goes into that diamond, hits the imperfection, and reflects back. And this is why we can see the imperfection. Now, we do our process, and then the light goes into the diamond, hits the imperfection, but now this imperfection has a material which has the same optical properties as the diamond. So the light is being fooled, and the light thinks there is no imperfection over there. So it behaves as if it is a clean diamond and reflects back from all the facets, and now we see a very clean diamond. Now, the imperfection, this feather is a very unique imperfection. There are not many diamonds with feather, and it's very hard to find them. Or many other diamonds that looks like they are good for the treatment are not, because they are part missing or oil or holes in the diamond. A diamond good for that treatment is only a diamond which nothing is missing. Only there is a fracture, a two-dimensional fracture.
So if the diamond has a typical, what people call a carbon spot or a black spot, that is not...
carbon spot or black spot usually will be taken out with you drill into it, and you take this carbon spot out. However, if this carbon spot was inside the feather, this feather can be, we can try to fix it. But basically, we treat the white imperfection, not the black imperfections.
I see. Now, with the fracture filling with the diamond, I got to put it in a different way.
I cannot hear you, Michael.
With the fracture filling, okay. Is there any downsides to the fracture filling?
Okay, there are a lot of upsides, but there is a downside that we need to know about it. The GIA, the Gemological Institute of America, had made 3 times extensive researches about our Yehuda diamonds. And they found out very clearly that for normal wear and tear, that means once the diamond is set in a piece of jewelry and you wear it, you cannot do anything to harm the diamond. So for normal wear and tear, once you have it, nothing can be done to it, and you can treat it as any regular diamond. However, when repair work need to be done, the GIA found out that high heat or very strong acids or bases may reverse the treatment or may hurt the treatment. And this can happen only when you go into a jewelry repair. In that case, the diamond has to be taken out of the mounting, be repaired, and set back into the jewelry piece. However, in the rare case that, you know, the jeweler didn't pay attention or somebody did not pay attention and did not know or didn't find out the diamond was clearly enhanced and the treatment was damaged, we have a no-asked lifetime guarantee for the process. The stone is being sent to us for 1 day. We re-enhance it. It is as good as new and sent back for no charge, of course, for the next day.
Okay. We're going to come back with Dror Yehuda with Yehuda Diamonds. If anyone has any questions, please call the studio, 1-800-760-5362. We'll be right back with more Gem Secrets.
Are you looking for the perfect engagement ring or a loose certified diamond at below retail prices? At David & Sons Fine Jewelers, we have served over 10,000 satisfied clients worldwide since 1980. Our reputation and honesty with our customers is our first priority. Here at David & Sons, we specialize in custom engagement and wedding rings that will last a lifetime. Designer pieces can be duplicated for half the price, and with our in-house bench jeweler of 15 years, we maintain your jewelry for the life of the purchase at no additional cost to you. David & Sons are direct importers of loose diamonds from Israel, Belgium, and India. Our GIA and EGL certified and ideal cut diamonds are purchased with cash, not credit like our competitors. This allows us to offer the lowest prices to our customers. We offer lifetime diamond trade-in policies on our entire inventory for the full amount of the purchase price. And at David & Sons, we'll help you stay within your budget. Our customers are educated on the four C's, gold, platinum settings, and much more. So there is no doubt when you purchase jewelry from David & Sons, you'll have peace of mind. So come experience the difference at David & Sons Fine Jewelers, located at the UTC Mall in La Jolla or in the Plaza Bonita Mall in National City. David & Sons Fine Jewelers, a member of the Better Business Bureau.
Are you tired of sinking thousands of dollars into a diamond when your money could be better spent elsewhere? PristineGems.com is proud to announce the Asha, the newest diamond simulant on the market that has people selling their moissanite and diamonds. Unlike moissanite with its greenish seaweed color tint, the Asha mimics the beauty and color of a natural, flawless diamond. All of the Asha stones are cut to hearts and arrows perfection, which allows more than 96% of light to return back to the naked eye to enhance its sparkle and brilliance, while most diamonds reflect only 70%. The Asha is affordably priced and comes with an extensive lifetime warranty, which includes protection against chipping. Even the entertainment and television industry is impressed with the Asha, using it as a substitute for expensive diamond jewelry. So experience the difference. Visit PristineGems.com, where you can take the Asha Challenge and decide for yourself which looks best, a $35,000 hearts and arrows diamond, cubic zirconia, moissanite, or the Asha. The Asha Diamond Simulant, where fire meets ice.
Are you planning on buying or selling a home? Then come see the Coldwell Banker team of Francis and Ken Owen. They specialize in serving the needs of first-time buyers and sellers, senior citizens, or families in the market for a house in the North County communities of San Diego. With the Owen team, you receive realtors who are a valuable information resource for new home buyers to the area. They are well aware of the schools, neighborhoods, services, and benefits available in the North County. You also receive two top real estate professionals for the price of one. The Owen team has received numerous awards in recognition of their exemplary performance on behalf of their clients. They have been the recipients of the prestigious President's Circle Award, recognizing the top 1% of agents nationwide. You can consider the Owen team as your personal lifetime realtors. Francis and Ken Owen believe that the purchase or sale of a home should be a positive experience, so they make sure the process of buying or selling your home is a smooth, quick, and enjoyable one. So contact Francis and Ken Owen at the Coldwell Banker office in Vista. Call now at 760-643-5036.
Now back to Gem Secrets, the nationally syndicated radio jewelry show. Once again, here's jewelry appraiser and graduate gemologist Michael Rogers.
Welcome back to Gem Secrets. We've been talking with Dror Yehuda from Yehuda Diamonds about enhanced diamonds. Now, Dror, what is the actual cost of a process like this in both retrospects, where if someone brings a diamond in to you and if they wanted to go ahead and buy a diamond, how much of a discount they would get from a typical diamond with no enhancement done to it?
Sure. This is why we are here, because we give a great gift to everybody. Let's say you're in the market to buy a diamond and you want to spend, let's say, $3,000. So you have a few ways you can go about. If you want to have the same looking diamond, that a regular diamond will cost you $3,000, the same looking diamond, which is a Yehuda diamond, will cost you about $2,000. You will save about one third. So either you can save $1,000 and buy that $3,000 diamond for $2,000 diamond, or you can buy a much cleaner diamond for that $3,000 than a regular diamond. Which will be probably imperfect to the naked eye, and now you can afford to buy with the same $3,000 a diamond which is clean to the naked eye. Or you have another way to go about, you can buy a bigger diamond for the same money, which will look the same, however, about 30% bigger. So basically you have a saving of 30%. If you take two diamonds, which looks identical, one is a regular diamond, one is a natural Yehuda Clarity Enhanced diamond, the Yehuda diamond will cost 30% less.
Hmm. Now, with people that are bringing in a diamond for the process, if someone has a poor quality stone, that
okay.
has a feather that you can help, how much does it cost then?
Oh, I see. It's about $150 per carat for the treatment. However, you will pay only if the treatment is successful. That means it is fully guaranteed. You can submit your diamond. If we are not successful or the diamond is not submit itself to the treatment, then you will not pay anything.
Now, you were mentioning about the lifetime warranty. Is there any type of situation where it wouldn't be covered?
No, no. The enhancement process is covered for life, for any reason, no question asked. And we go even further and say, if we cannot restore the enhancement of the diamond, we'll give you another one which is the same. But in the 19 years in our existence, it never happened. We can always restore the enhancement of the diamond.
Oh, okay, so pretty much if someone has a problem, they can just send it back to the Yehuda to have it refilled.
Right, no problem, no question asked, and it doesn't matter who is responsible for the damage.
Now, with the typical customer, how can they spot a Yehuda diamond?
Basically, a typical customer cannot spot a Yehuda diamond. Once you have it in a ring or in a piece of jewelry, nobody can see this is a Yehuda diamond because it looks like a regular diamond. It is a regular diamond, but it looks also, nobody can, the layperson cannot see it. However, the jeweler, trained eye, or gemologist like you,
mm-hmm.
with the loop, which is the magnifying glass, every Yehuda diamond has a built-in signature. This
mm-hmm.
signature we call a flash effect. It
okay.
is a color that comes from the place of the imperfection, which you don't see it, but you can see a very subtle color that tells the trained eye this one is a Yehuda diamond. And every one of them has this built-in signature. So a trained eye, a gemologist, a goldsmith, a jeweler, are able to spot a diamond and say this is a Yehuda diamond. The layperson, the layman, probably they cannot.
Now, is there any chance with the process, filling a diamond, is there any chance it can actually damage the stone?
The stone itself, the process itself involves very high heat and very high temperature. There is a very slight, small chance for the diamond to get damaged, and if somebody submits a stone for this, we do not take responsibility. However, it is very rare, and in advance we know whether this diamond has the opportunity or has the chance to get damaged. On the other hand, a diamond which went through the process already is probably a stronger diamond because it is a diamond which went through a very high temperature, very high pressure process, and it survived. 99.99% of the diamonds will survive it. There is a slight chance for the diamond to get damaged during the process.
Mm. Now, folks, if you have any questions, you can call 1-800-760-5362. Now, also, Gerard, with the process, how long does it actually take?
Excuse me?
How long does it actually take?
It takes basically one day in our laboratory. We have laboratories in New York, so basically it's one day. Sometimes, you know, in the worst-case scenario, it would take another day or two, but usually it is a one-day thing.
Now, they can also basically, they have to ship the diamond to you, but if they want to purchase one, you have different outlets all over the country.
Right. We have about 25 outlets throughout America. We work in exclusive type operation. That means in every place we will have one jeweler, which we will check to be an honorable and honest jeweler with a good reputation. If I can say, if somebody wants in San Diego, can I say where they can go?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have worked with a wonderful company in San Diego. It's called Leo Hamel, and they have two branches. One is on 2305 El Cajon Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is in Salona Beach in 415 South Cedars Avenue. And this is a great company. We work with them for probably 10 years already, and they represent us very well.
Now, do you have a website where people can go to where they can find out across the United
States?
Sure,
we have a website. It is www.yehuda.com, and you can go there, and if you don't live in San Diego, you can find out, and you can ask us for the nearest jeweler near you that you can buy a Yehuda diamond. But it also explains everything about the Yehuda process, history, what it is, what is allowed, what is not allowed, and it is very informative.
Okay, so it's www.yehuda, let me spell Yehuda for everybody, YEHUDA.com. Mm-hmm. And also you can go to my website, gemsecrets.com, if you want a link. There's a link, there'll be a link there after the show to connect you to Yehuda Diamonds. Now, are there any other new processes that Yehuda plans to come out with, or pretty much this is your specialty right here?
Right now, this is our specialty. We're just working on improving the process every once in a while. In the laboratory, the research laboratory is working. We are improving the process, making it better, more resistant. But we basically do this, and we do one thing, and we do it very well.
Now, for people getting different type of... Actually, what size is the smallest size carat that you fill a diamond with?
Right. We carry basically from 25 points, which is one quarter of a carat, and up until any size, until even 10, 20 carat stones. And we have stones for $200, for $2,000, for $20,000, $50,000, and even more. But we have from a small budget to a very big budget.
And what about the mountings? Is there any particular type of mounting that would have a better chance of damaging the filling at all, or if it happens to come out?
No, there is no. You can choose any mounting you want. You can choose any piece of jewelry. You can choose gold. You can choose platinum. Anything that setting the diamond in any kind of mounting is not a problem whatsoever.
Okay. So thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
All right. You take care of yourself.
All right.
Okay. All right, that was Dror Yehuda from Yehuda Diamonds. You can go to www.yehuda.com. That's YEHUDA. And also you can come to my website, gemsecrets.com. A little later on today, we'll have more information about Yehuda on there, on the website. And also, actually, the archive for the show will be on later on today. So, all right, when we come back, I'm going to get into more enhanced type treatments and also go over as a refresher what we talked just now. So stay tuned. You're listening to Gem Secrets.
Nobody likes an old, yuck, ugly bathroom, so why not do what I did? Contact Miramar Kitchen and Bath. They are kitchen and bathroom remodel specialists. They'll remove your old tub, toilet, surround, and floor covering and make it shine with a new tub, low-flow toilet, durable new ceramic tile, and beautiful chrome faucet fixture, all for around $2,000. Miramar Kitchen and Bath installers are craftsmen who really care about the quality of their work. Call Miramar Kitchen and Bath at 858-271-8434 or visit their showroom on Miramar Road behind Denny's and ask about the $22.99 bathroom installation special.
Contractors license 657-333.
Join hundreds of smiling, satisfied customers like me with bathrooms that shine for only $22.99. And now, with the money I saved, I'm having them remodel my kitchen, too.
Miramar Kitchen and Bath.
760 KFMB News Time, 7:30. I'm Frank Caesar in the KFMB News Center. California's capital city has been rocked again by mass murder. Officials say a fired Burns security officer killed former co-workers, handcuffed, and stole the pickup truck of a former female co-worker and remains on the loose at this hour. The suspect, 20-year-old Joseph Ferguson, is believed to be heavily armed. Sergeant Daniel Hahn of the Sacramento Police Department explains how the victims were found.
We found two subjects wearing Burns security uniforms that were dead of multiple gunshot wounds. We subsequently, a little bit later, received a call at our marina, which is along our river in town, and located two additional subjects that had been murdered by some sort of gun.
Hahn said the victims received threatening calls from the suspect Saturday night. Also, according to Hahn, movie and club goers were also targeted, but a search of the downtown area failed to find the suspect. Mother Nature is handing firefighters a giant present this morning, a fire which nearly 2 days ago doubled in size is being contained thanks to light winds. We hear from Tom Sitter.
The winds have stayed down tonight, which helped considerably. And right now, Highway 70 is open, and the residents to the west of Highway 70 are allowed in and out, no problem.
Now, here's your microclimate forecast. Morning clouds and light drizzle, otherwise mostly sunny this afternoon. Currently 65 degrees downtown. KFMB News, a service of Soup Plantation, the biggest, best original salad buffet restaurant. Fresh salads made from scratch, soups, hot pasta, and more, with 9 San Diego locations. Soup Plantation offers lots to feel good about. Now stay tuned for more Gem Secrets. I'm Frank Caesar with news every half hour and when it happens on 760 KFMB.
Dr. George Zitney spends all day thinking about something that most people would rather not think about at all, brain injury. You see, Dr. Zitney is the president of the International Brain Injury Association. Just the words brain injury probably make you want to change your radio to easy listening. But if you did, you'd miss important news. You see, the IBIA recently cited one automobile manufacturer for an exceptional new approach based on the idea that brain injury and automobile accidents could be prevented, not just minimized. And that manufacturer is BMW. Because of the extra measure of safety provided by BMW's innovative head protection system, the IBIA named BMW Safe Car of the Millennium. And the BMW head protection system is standard in almost every new BMW. Because helping to protect your brain isn't merely an option, it's a responsibility. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. See your San Diego County BMW Center for a test drive. The head protection system is standard in all 2001 BMW sedans, sport wagons, and 3 Series coupes.
Now back to Gem Secrets, the nationally syndicated radio jewelry show. Once again, here's jewelry appraiser and graduate gemologist, Michael Rogers.
Here we are, and we're back with Gem Secrets. We're talking to Dror Yehuda of Yehuda Diamonds, a company that makes the process for enhancing stones, and in their case, fractured filling. And I just wanted to recap a little bit about the different type of enhancements, because there's about 3 or 4 major ones that are out right now. So we're talking with Mr. Yehuda about Yehuda Diamonds, and basically they deal with fracture filling your stone. Okay? Have any questions? Feel free to call 1-800-760-5362. Any questions on diamonds or enhanced diamonds also? So with fracture-filled stones, a lot of these processes, they could be temporary or they could be permanent. And Yehuda, the fracture-filling process, again, is pretty much a temporary process depending upon how you treat your diamond. Now, I've been at different jewelry stores, and unfortunately I've seen some of the filling of fracture-filled stones come out from the jeweler, like Dror said. So basically, the thing you have to worry about is when you have an enhanced stone like a fractured-filled stone, that the process might be temporary. You have to first, number one, know that you have one. And that's a major concern of mine, because I've seen a lot of people not even realize that I'd be appraising their diamond, and they really would have no idea that they have a Yehuda stone. I'll give you a good example of this. A couple came in to do an appraisal at a store, and after identifying what's called the flash effect, which I'll talk about in a little minute, I had to tell the couple, you know, that they had a fractured filled stone. And once I did that, the husband said, "Yes, I know." And the woman said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, wait. Fractured filled? Well, what's that?" So immediately I was in for a nice long talk. So after explaining to her what it is, she didn't quite understand it. So the husband, unfortunately, tried to save his butt, because he didn't tell his wife that he bought a fractured filled stone. And that's one of the big things you have to, if you're going to do this, you have to let them know, because not only are you deceiving them, but there's another important reason, which is when you go to a jeweler and they have to either size the ring or they have to do some prong work, if that diamond is heated up, that filling will come out. And I've seen this also where someone will go and have their diamond worked on and the filling comes out, and then the next day they come back and they see a huge feather in their diamond. And they pretty much are blaming the jeweler. It's like, "Well, you swished my stone." Well, it's not the case. He didn't switch the stone, but unfortunately he didn't catch that little flash effect. Now, what that flash effect is when you look at the diamond, you see usually 2 different colors. It could be orange and yellow, or green and yellow, or purple and blue. But there's a little flash, so it's an outline. It's just like a shadow of the inclusion. So with the feather in your diamond, you'll see a little shadow around it, and that shadow is usually two different colors. And basically, if you look at a diamond, it sticks out because there's no other, even if it's a yellow stone or a lower color stone, you still can see it, you know, in a heartbeat. And I think it's very important for people to be able to identify it themselves. Although he said to go ahead and get a gemologist, this is something you can look for in a heartbeat, because if you do have one, and if you want to make sure that your diamond wasn't tampered with or switched, it's nice to be able to identify that little flash effect. So make sure when you buy an enhanced stone, you really have to know what the enhancement is and how it's going to affect you. Now, another type of enhancement that he touched base on was laser drilled. Now, just like before, when we mentioned Yehuda diamonds in terms of filling, deal with stones or diamonds that have feathers. Laser drill stones deal with diamonds that have inclusions. So pretty much when you see carbon spots, the little black spots in your diamond, those are the diamonds that would take to a laser drilling effect. So basically what they do is they drill a hole from the top of the diamond or the entry point all the way to the stone, and then they pretty much bleach the inclusion gone. So that process is permanent. Now, one of the downsides of that process is that you see more inclusions in the stone. So it's very tiny, but you'll see a what's called like a little tunnel from the laser entering the stone. But it still enhances the stone in terms of clarity greatly, because with the naked eye, you can see a black spot. It could be very tiny. You can see that very clearly. But when you look at the diamond with a loop, you can see the little tiny little hole in the little entryway where it traveled. So you can also enhance the clarity of the diamond with that. But depending upon the inclusion, you have to worry about if you have a feather or if you have a laser drill hole or inclusion, like a carbon spot. A black carbon spot is typically for a laser drill hole. Now, one good thing about both of these is that they're easy to identify if you know what to look for. And again, all you have to do is know, if you know your diamond, you pick up a loop and you look at it, the flash effect is very easy to see. The laser drill hole, you might not be able to see. But again, it's important for you to know what process you have. If you have a fractured fill stone, or if you have an enhanced fill stone, or a laser drill stone, With a laser drill stone, you don't have to worry about anything falling out. So you can take that to a dealer or a jeweler and have them heat it up, and nothing will happen. So that's a permanent process, and it'll leave a permanent mark on it. So that gives you a couple of options in terms of enhanced stones also. So when we come back, we're going to talk about another enhancement, color enhancement. Stay tuned.
Selling a home? Then come see the Coldwell Banker team of Francis and Ken Owen. They specialize in serving the needs of first-time buyers and sellers, senior citizens, or families in the market for a house in the North County communities of San Diego. With the Owen team, you receive realtors who are a valuable information resource for new home buyers to the area. They are well aware of the schools, neighborhoods, services, and benefits available in the North County. You also receive two top real estate professionals for the price of one. The Owen team has received numerous awards in recognition of their exemplary performance on behalf of their clients. They have been the recipients of the prestigious President's Circle Award, recognizing the top 1% of agents nationwide. You can consider the Owen team as your personal lifetime realtors. Francis and Ken Owen believe that the purchase or sale of a home should be a positive experience, so they make sure the process of buying or selling your home is a smooth, quick, and enjoyable one. So contact Francis and Ken Owen at the Coldwell Banker office in Vista. Call now at 760-643-5036.
Honey, our 10th anniversary is coming up. You know what that means, don't you?
What? You're going to trade me in for a new model?
No, I'm afraid your warranty expired years ago. No, silly. You promised me a diamond ring for our anniversary.
You know, I'm kind of afraid of us getting ripped off. Look what happened when Sandy and her husband bought a diamond. She wasn't satisfied with the diamond, and he wasn't happy about the price. And don't forget about Jim, who's still in the doghouse because he bought a fake diamond.
Don't worry, honey. I found a great book called The Secrets to Buying Diamonds. It teaches you how to choose the right diamond that you can afford. The Secrets to Buying Diamonds will definitely help us avoid getting ripped off.
The Secrets to Buying Diamonds. Sounds great.
It's filled with color photos and information about diamond inclusions, enhanced and treated diamonds, and the newest look-alike diamond, moissanite. It also shows you how to choose a mounting for your diamond, as well as checklists to ensure that we buy a diamond that we'll be satisfied with.
Thank goodness. The Secrets to Buying Diamonds will definitely give me some peace of mind.
Make your next diamond purchase a pleasant one with The Secrets to Buying Diamonds. Reserve your copy today, online, or at your local Barnes & Noble bookstore.
Are you tired of sinking thousands of dollars into a diamond when your money could be better spent elsewhere? PristineGems.com is proud to announce the Asha, the newest diamond simulant on the market that has people selling their moissanite and diamonds. Unlike moissanite with its greenish seaweed color tint, the Asha mimics the beauty and color of a natural, flawless diamond. All of the Asha stones are cut to hearts and arrows perfection, which allows more than 96% of light to return back to the naked eye to enhance its sparkle and brilliance, while most diamonds reflect only 70%. The Asha is affordably priced and comes with an extensive lifetime warranty, which includes protection against chipping. Even the entertainment and television industry is impressed with the Asha, using it as a substitute for expensive diamond jewelry. So experience the difference. Visit PristineGems.com, where you can take the Asha challenge and decide for yourself which looks best, a $35,000 hearts and arrows diamond, cubic zirconia, moissanite, or the Asha. The Asha Diamond Simulant, where fire meets ice.
Now back to Gem Secrets, the nationally syndicated radio jewelry show. Once again, here's jewelry appraiser and graduate gemologist, Michael Rogers.
And we're back with Gem Secrets. We're talking about enhanced diamonds today on the show. Anyone who has, actually, if you have an enhanced stone, a fractured fill stone or laser drill stone, and if you're happy with or if you had any experiences with it, please give us a call, 1-800-760-5362. Now, before the break, we were talking about laser-drilled and fractured fill stones. Now I want to get into a newer process of enhanced stones called, the name of the company is Lazar Kaplan, and this enhancement is a little bit different. It's permanent, but it deals with not inclusions, but the actual color of a diamond. So basically what they do is they use a high pressure and a high temperature treatment to remove the color from an actual diamond. Now, when they first came out, they were getting a lot of, slaps on the wrist, because a lot of times you can't really tell if the color is taken out of the stone. Especially when they first came out, there was no way to spot this, even for gemologists. Now they pretty much found a way to identify it, but in terms of the customer, there's no way for a typical customer, a typical person, layperson, to know if this diamond has been enhanced or not. What they do also is put a identification mark on the edge of the diamond, on the girdle part, which travels all the way around the stone. And this is nice because pretty much they're trying to, you know, keep it legit, or where all of their diamonds are marked. So they have either the serial number of the diamond that you bought, with, I believe, the name of the diamond also. So on the side, they'll have their logo, and it has a certificate number and the words USA on there. So that's actually nice. But again, the diamond might be mounted. There's no way you're going to see it. So when you go to buy these stones, make sure you go to a store that you can pretty much trust and won't try to sell you these diamonds on the side. And that's why it's very important to get an appraisal after the fact, because you just don't know. Most of the jewelers out there, you usually have no problems with, but you know, just every once in a while, it's just like having your car stolen. It might happen. So, but it's always important to know what you have. So understand the treatment. If you buy an enhanced stone, understand what treatment it went through. Ask questions. Don't just accept the fact that it's a Yehuda or it's an enhanced stone and say, okay, that's it. I'll go ahead and give it to my honey later on. Don't do that because, first of all, especially if it's a Yehuda diamond, if she gets that sucker heated up, then that filling's coming right out. And you could be in the doghouse if you're lucky. Otherwise, you'd probably be gone. So make sure that they know that the diamonds is enhanced so you don't try any funny business. And also let them know what process that it went through and if they need to know the do's and don'ts of having an enhanced diamond. So those are pretty much three major enhanced diamond treatments that I can think of right now. But also, when you're buying these, you have to decide for yourself, you know, if you want an enhanced stone or you just want to go ahead and buy something, buy a natural diamond. It does give you an advantage by saving you a little bit of money when you're, you know, when you're trying to buy a 1 carat, where before you might be able just to buy maybe a 0.5 carat. So it gives you a couple of options. You can go ahead and buy one of these stones and save the money so you can buy a nicer mounting or mounting it at all. Or if you want to put that money into something else, you can do that too. So enhanced diamonds, you know, it's really personal preference. You have to decide, number one, you have to let her know and let her decide, unless you're buying it for yourself. And then after that, you have to pretty much know what the treatment is and just decide for yourself if you'd like to have an enhanced diamond. So those are the three processes there. One other thing to remember is that when you buy one of these stones, if you change your mind and you want to sell it, you really have to be careful with that because a lot of people, they feel funny about buying an enhanced stone to begin with. So if you are one of the few that buy one, then when you try to sell it, they might frown at you and you might have a harder time reselling that diamond because it's enhanced. So that's another thing to take advantage of, the fact that you know there's an enhanced diamond. If you turn around and try to sell it, you have to make sure that you are willing to keep it because you might not be able to sell it, or it might take a little longer time. Everyone knows that, you know, natural diamonds will pretty much sell quicker because with the stigma of America, they have a problem with, you know, enhanced diamonds. But it's an option, and that's something you really need to know before you buy one. So, for example, if you buy a 2-carat stone, and then a year later you want to upgrade to a 3-carat, well, it might take a little time to go ahead and sell that. You might have to keep that stone. It all depends. So, when we come back, we'll go to a break. We're going to come back, talk about the gem website of the week. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of sinking thousands of dollars into a diamond when your money could be better spent elsewhere? PristineGems.com is proud to announce the Asha, the newest diamond simulant on the market that has people selling their moissanite and diamonds. Unlike moissanite with its greenish seaweed color tint, the Asha mimics the beauty and color of a natural, flawless diamond. All of the Asha stones are cut to hearts and arrows perfection, which allows more than 96% of light to return back to the naked eye to enhance its sparkle and brilliance, while most diamonds reflect only 70%. The Asha is affordably priced and comes with an extensive lifetime warranty, which includes protection against chipping. Even the entertainment and television industry is impressed with the Asha, using it as a substitute for expensive diamond jewelry. So experience the difference. Visit PristineGems.com, where you can take the Asha Challenge and decide for yourself which looks best, a $35,000 hearts and arrows diamond, cubic zirconia, moissanite, or the Asha. The Asha Diamond Simulant, where fire meets ice.
Nobody sells tires for less. Nobody.
Winston Tires.
Winston Tires, California's largest dealer since 1962, always has the best deals on tires. Nobody beats Sam Winston's 4-tire deal for as little as $59.99. That's right. four brand new steel belted radios for as little as $59.99 mounted for free. And nobody sells Goodyear tires for less than Winston tires. Nobody sells Dunlop tires for less. Nobody sells Michelin tires for less. Nobody sells BFG tires for less. Hey, Sam Winston's low price guarantee is simple. If you find a lower price on the same tire, Winston will beat it. So come to Winston Tires and save big on brand name tires today.
Nobody sells tires for less. Nobody.
Winston Tires.
One of the great things about living in San Diego is that you can do almost anything you want any time of the year. And that, my friends, includes gardening. Hi, this is Ken Anderson from Walter Anderson Nursery. You know, Ogden Nash once said, "My garden will never make me famous. I'm a horticultural ignoramus. I can't tell a string bean from a soybean or a girl bean from a boy bean." Unlike Ogden's garden, your garden can make you famous. Well, at least in your neighborhood. All you need is a little help from Walter Anderson Nursery and Gardner & Bloom Soil Products. Whatever your situation, the experts at Walter Anderson Nursery can help you choose the right Gardner & Bloom soil amendment for your yard. Whether it's vegetables, bedding plants, ornamentals, or container gardening, there is a Gardner & Bloom soil product that can help. Stop by either Walter Anderson Nursery location, Point Loma or Poway, to see the entire line of Gardner & Bloom products. That's Walter Anderson Nursery, open 7 days a week to serve you at Enterprise Street and Pacific Highway in Point Loma, or Scripps Poway Parkway and Community Road in the Poway Business Park. Walter Anderson Nursery, serving San Diego's gardeners since 1928.
Thank you very much, and welcome back to Gem Secrets. Now we have our website of the week. This week, Cartier.com. That's right. The more popular watch on the market today, Cartier, C-A-R-T-I-E-R.com. This website I came across about a couple weeks ago, and the nice thing about this website is it gives a great history of the Cartier era. So they actually go into different eras of periods of time in terms of the revolutions that came along with the Cartiers and the jewelry, and actually tying to the history of Cartier along with the times that Cartier came out with. So if you go to Cartier.com, some of the nice features about this website is they have an option to go and look at their watches. And if you ever look at Cartier watches, you know there's some beautiful watches. But I like this website because it goes through the different types of Cartier watches. So, for example, you can see what an actual tank version of a Cartier watch is. And it'll go down the list. There's probably about four or five different type of tank Cartier watches. And it goes into the Pasha, the Panteri, the Santos, the Torchi. So it goes into all the different type of models and styles of the Cartier. So if you want to get a good idea on what they look like, website's great. You can go and take a look there. They also have some accessories, which I really didn't know they had. Pocketbooks, or purses, is a California term. But they have purses, they have pens, they have eyewear, and even perfume, which I was shocking to see. But those are some other things you can take a look at. So if you wanted to go ahead and get one of those items because it's from Cartier, then hey, whatever knocks you out. And they also go over jewelry. Jewelry in terms of rings, bracelets, and necklaces. So they go into the different designs that Cartier have. You can, choose between probably 8 or 9 different styles of rings. You go into bracelets, you're looking at 5 different styles that pretty much Cartier created, and then also with necklaces. So, and they also have great color photos, so you can take a look and see exactly what type of piece you're looking at. So the website's really good. It goes into the bridal section also. So if you're looking for, there's a nice little section on, you know, choosing a diamond. The Cartier collection, which will show you the different type of bridal rings they have. So if you're looking at getting a Cartier ring, you can go ahead and do that and give you some great pictures also on those. And then also they go into vintage Cartier pieces, the more unique and custom-made pieces. And they have a very great selection, different types of jewelry from Art Deco looking styles, the Art Nouveau styles. So his website's really good in terms of giving you information about their watches, about their history, about the old style of jewelry that, Cartier created, different styles, and so on. So Cartier.com, really nice website if you're looking to find out more about the Cartier name. All right, so that pretty much concludes the website of the week. Real good website. Go ahead and take a look at that. So before we close the show, I want to go ahead and also mention about the topic of today, enhanced stones. You can go to my website later on today, and if you want to listen to the show, you can go ahead to gemsecrets.com and make sure you listen to the Listen to the Gem Secrets area. A little bit more about myself. If you need appraisals in the San Diego County, you can call my office, 760-716-4342, if you need some appraisals on jewelry. Also, if you're looking to buy a diamond, you might want to pick up my book, The Secrets to Buying Diamonds, which is online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and actually available on my website. And if you also want to look at a great video I did with a new station in San Diego, Channel 8 News, we went to different jewelry stores with a hidden camera, and it really shows what a person has to deal with when they're going up to buy a diamond. Again, not every jeweler in the world is going to try and rip you off, but not only that, but you have to worry about so many different things in terms of returning the ring just in case something's wrong with it, repair policies. So that video actually covered a couple points there also. So, time to leave again. Well, make sure you tune in every week. We'll have some guests from the jewelry industry to talk to every week. My name is Michael Rogers, and thank you for listening to Gem Secrets. We'll see you again.
Thanks for listening to Gem Secrets, the nationally syndicated radio jewelry show. Join Michael Rogers again next week to learn about diamonds, gemstones, and more. It's Gem Secrets.
For 2001, your San Diego County Toyota dealer has the biggest lineup of cars in Toyota history. From sedans to coupes to convertibles. Like the 2001 Camry, America's number one selling car for an incredible four straight years. And the two-door Camry Solara, now available as a sleek convertible. The new redesigned Corolla has more power and it's loaded with safety features. Check out the revolutionary 2001 Echo, the radical Celica with its eye-catching design. The new Avalon, now more luxurious than ever. Or the 2001 Sienna Van with its new family-friendly interior. Camry, Solara, Corolla, and Avalon are all Consumer's Digest best buys. So see your San Diego County Toyota dealer today. Get a great lease or low financing on any new 2001 Toyota. No matter what you need, there's a new Toyota to fit your style.
Man, another Friday night and nothing to do.